And for more on the Democrats' plans now, I'm joined by the chairman of the House Budget Committee, that is Representative John Yarmuth of Kentucky. Mr. Chairman, welcome back to the NewsHour. Always good to see you. Let's talk about those two big economic bills, the infrastructure bill, the reconciliation bill. They had been moving through together. Speaker Pelosi decoupled them. You have some of your colleagues, progressive colleagues, calling that a betrayal. Do you agree with that?
No, it's not a betrayal. I mean, what we're trying to do is navigate a very, very precarious waterway right now, where we have no margin in either the House or Senate. We can lose three votes in the House, no votes in the Senate, and we have some differences of opinion about how we can get these two major initiatives done. The good news is two things. One is, both the moderates and the progressives, I'm a progressive, both groups want to get both of them done. And the second thing is, they're both overwhelmingly popular with the American people. And if I might add a third, these things are both things that we absolutely have to do to serve the country well, to serve the American people. So I'm convinced that ultimately we will get them done. We'll compromise. There's always compromise. I never doubt Nancy Pelosi's ability to, again, navigate these very precarious waters. But, you know, again, I think all those factors mean we'll get them done.
So Congressman, I guess the question is how? How do you navigate that tough path? In what order do they move through and how quickly?
Well, I think what's going to happen in the next 48 hours, and, you know, the good news is that nobody will remember that I said this, but I think that over the next 48 hours, there are going to be enough agreements reached on the specifics of what will go into the Build Back Better Act, which is the larger bill. That's the partisan bill. And that the moderates will, that the progressives will say, okay, we're confident enough that we can support the infrastructure bill. Remember, if one goes down, they both go down. I think that's kind of the eternal truth here that we're dealing with. And, you know, I feel good about the fact that really we're only talking about 8 to 10 Democrats who are really laying down the red lines. And I think we'll overcome that.
But you need many of those 8 to 10 Democrats. So I'm curious why, with the language we've been seeing, why you think those Democrats, those progressive Democrats, would be willing to basically take a leap of faith, right? You're saying that they would sign on to the infrastructure bill with enough assurances that what they want will be in that reconciliation bill. Is that what you see happening?
I think that, you know, this is a question of good faith right now. And there, I think there is a question of on both sides as to whether it's good faith. But I've heard conversations behind the scenes and, you know, on the staff level, and I don't think the positions are nearly as rigid as what we're seeing and hearing in the public arena.
So you're saying what we hear from Senator Sanders, for example, as my colleague Lisa just reported, telling House Democrats to vote against the infrastructure bill, that there's a different message being delivered behind closed doors?
Yes. And you know, for instance, Pramila Jayapal, the chair of the Progressive Caucus, she's acted very responsibly throughout this message. And yes, she's advocating very strongly for her priorities and the priorities of the Progressive Caucus. But she's left enough of the door open to allow her to say, okay, we believe that we can get both of these done. We'll go ahead and not kill the bipartisan bill on Thursday if it comes up for a vote on Thursday, which the Speaker has said it would.
Just to follow up on that, you said if there, do you still think that vote will happen on Thursday?
The last word I got from the Speaker was yes.
Okay, we'll take that on this day at this time. I got to ask you about just two other major things that you have to deal with on your plate right now. That is government funding and raising the debt ceiling. Republicans, we should remind folks, have blocked that bill that would do both. And you've got some looming deadlines. So what's the plan?
We sure do. Well, we're going to pass probably tomorrow a continuing resolution. Republicans in the Senate have said they would support it. So I think we'll get that done before the deadline Thursday night. As for the debt ceiling, we have, according to Secretary Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, somewhere around the 18th of October. So we have some time. What I'm hoping will happen, we're going to pass on the next couple of days what we call a clean debt limit suspension, which means there's nothing else on it. And what this will do will be to put Senate Republicans in a very interesting spot, because there's no way they can hide their vote. They will be voting to default on the full faith and credit of the United States. I don't think that's where anybody in Congress wants to be. And, you know, my Senator Mitch McConnell, who has bizarrely said, we absolutely have to raise the debt limit, but I'm not going to help you do it, and neither are Republicans. To me, that's kind of like a mother saying, yeah, I know my baby needs to have food to eat, but I'm not going to feed her. I'm going to rely on the nasty woman across the street. And it's just an amazingly irresponsible position to take. But I think, ultimately, one option is, and I hope this is the case, that at least 10 Republican senators are sane enough to say, we're not going to let the nation default. We'll break ranks with Republican leadership and help the Democrats pass the suspension of the debt limit. If not, we will probably have to resort to a reconciliation motion, a resolution that will take some time. It generally takes at least 10 days, probably 2 weeks to get done. We'll do it on our own. The other option, which is the one that makes the most sense, is we put this bill up to suspend the debt limit, and then Republicans just don't filibuster it in the Senate. So they get their wish. Democrats will raise the debt limit or suspend the debt limit by themselves, no Republican help. Just don't filibuster. That's all there's actually a pretty easy solution here.
Well, let me ask you about that path ahead if you have to move without Republican support, because Mitch McConnell has said Republicans are unified in their opposition to raising the debt ceiling. It was just a week ago you said that you didn't have enough time for Democrats to be able to move ahead without Republican support to raise that debt ceiling limit. Janet Yellen saying October 18th. Do you have enough time?
It's close. Again, it's a 10 to 14 day process. And so if we started it Monday, which whatever that day is, the 3rd or 4th, that's I think the 4th, then that gives us, if we can get it done in 2 weeks, it's right up against the limit. It is really playing with fire. And we've already seen some of the havoc that could be created by this. We saw the Dow Jones average plunge 500 points today. The market's very volatile right now. Bond rates are changing. Because of the uncertainty, so we really need to do this. It would be unprecedented. We've never defaulted on our debt in 100 years since this debt ceiling was put into the law. We need to get rid of the law, actually.
There's a lot to follow on Capitol Hill. We know it's a busy day for you. We appreciate you making the time. That is Congressman John Yarmuth, Democrat from Kentucky, Chair of the House Budget Committee, joining us. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.